Three, two, one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 20s in 20. I'm Mallory Metz, and today I'm so excited. We have my very first two guests I ever had on this podcast back on, Elliot and Sienna. Hopefully the people who have made it to this episode 51 were also around for the very first episode. But why don't you go ahead, introduce yourselves. Sienna, this time we'll start with you.
I'm Sienna. I am now 25 years old, which, holy shit, that's very old. Living in New York, graduating law school tomorrow, which I will have been already graduated by the time you post this. And I'm just living my best life.
I'm Elliot. I'm also 25 now, which is scary. And I am living in Maui, Hawaii, on a floating rock, working for a property management company managing vacation rentals.
You know, in this episode, I really want to talk about where we were, where we are now, and where we're headed next. So first and foremost, I really want to ask you guys, where were we all in our lives 1 year ago today? You know, through jobs, dating, pandemic, our whole lifestyles were completely different a year ago today. So just want to get your thoughts and perspective on that.
Well, I'm still single as ever.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know whose love life is different.
Yeah, I would just like to say that over the course of the last year, Elliot, you have had a roller coaster of a love life.
But just that's because... not different than her normal life. That's not, I don't feel like it was any less of a roller coaster last year.
Proving my own point over here. But no, a year ago, Sienna, you were just kicking off your last year of law school.
Yeah, last year I was finishing my second year of law school. I was about to do like finals and stuff, I guess. Sitting in my parents' basement all of the time. Moved home because of the pandemic. I remember recording this number one with like my dad's Yingling in hand, just like chilling with my dog in the basement, which I loved. That was a very relaxing time in my life and definitely don't get as much sleep as I used to back then. But now we're finishing up all of law school and living in New York and doing a lot of things and not sleeping nearly as much or seeing as many dogs.
And you got bangs, Sienna.
Oh my God, that is the number one, honestly, number one change of this year. Like, forget law school, forget anybody that I've met. The bangs have been the move.
That's been the life milestone here.
Yes, absolutely.
And then Elliot, last time we were on this podcast, you were living in Oceanside, grinding with your old job, living your day to day. Crazy.
I was loving being around all my best friends in Oceanside. Extra comfy. Comfort was everything. And now I am far, far away on an island and I love it. And yeah, this year has brought a lot. We were in a pandemic a year ago when we started this, and now I feel like we've done big things during it. I feel like it really wasn't like our life stopped. We still continued to get things done.
Yeah, my life didn't stop. I honestly feel like the last year has been the most productive year of my life.
I would agree, especially for you. I remember when you said you were going to start this podcast. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do? Who's going to be on it? And look at you now. Growth.
Running the world.
51 episodes later, and here we are in present day. So I guess we really could talk about what has changed since then. So Elliot, like, want to talk about what finally made you decide to like quit your 9-to-5 and move to Hawaii? Like, give the listeners some insight into that.
I was just over everything. And I realized I'm young. I'm 25 years old with no kids, no husband, no mortgage, no nothing. I have no ties to anything. And this is going to be the only time I can just pack up my life and go do whatever I want selfishly. And so I decided to do it. And I have no regrets. I'm so happy I did it. And I know my home is still there and will always be there. But I made the jump and it's one of like the best decisions I've ever made, I think.
Yeah, we're so proud of you. I know on the first episode, we asked you, like, Elliot, if you were ever going to move, or, like, if you could move anywhere, where would it be? And you literally said Hawaii. So I think we manifested that on this podcast.
We did. I decided one day at lunch with all my friends and my parents that I was going to move. It was one lunch setting with everyone that said go. And I did it. And now I'm here.
And then Sienna, you had an internship last summer that led to a job, and you're entering the workforce. Like, what are your thoughts? What's it like? What are you thinking?
I'm nervous. It's kind of the end of life as we know it, or as I know it specifically. Other people have worked before, but I just have no idea what that's going to be like. It's like my whole life has been segmented into nice little, like, 3 or 4 year chunks, and then it changes, and I love that. And now it's like, now I just start working forever until I decide to do something else. But I'm excited about my job. I love everyone there. I'm excited about not being in debt. So I think it'll be good.
I think so too. For people who are unfamiliar with what it's like going into your law firm, do you want to tell them about, like, how you basically get this vacation, like, 4 weeks before you start the grind?
I mean, that's what I'm really excited for. So this whole summer, I'll be studying for the bar. Have already kind of started. It's a nightmare, I can already tell. And then I take the bar at the end of July. But a lot of the law firms kind of have this, like, agreement that you don't start until a month after you take the bar. So you just get 4 weeks to just, like, travel, like, do whatever you want, like, get it all out of your system. So we're in the process of planning our, like, fantastic Mediterranean vacation for the month of August. So if any of you listeners have any travel tips or will be in Southern Europe, hit a girl up.
Wow, that's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and then Elliot, speaking of packing up, I was thinking about how crazy it was that you just packed up your whole life and moved to Hawaii. So what was it like actually traveling to Hawaii? How did you feel when you got off that plane? What was going through your mind? Tell us what it was like.
I was sad to leave my father when he dropped me off at the airport. I couldn't stop crying, but it was also just emotion of, like, this is, like, the next chapter of my life. I'm saying bye to, like, goodbye to one and hello to another, which was just emotional. But once I landed, there was no regrets, and now I'm living my best life, I think.
I think so too. I feel like, you know, it's a good decision if it makes you a little sad. Like,
yes,
all good big decisions should make you a little sad.
I'm just sad that all of us are on such different time zones of this world.
I know. And that is what's so crazy is, like, a year ago, we were at the height of the pandemic and we were talking all the time, multiple times a day with each other, together, separately. We were in constant communication. And now we're all so far apart and so busy in our lives, it's hard to keep up that same level of communication, and it sucks and it's sad, you know?
It is hard.
But it's also like we all just had so much free time. Like, Elliot and I somehow, despite me being 9 hours later or whatever it is, like, Elliot, and I, when it's 5 a.m. for me and 11 p.m. for Elliot, like, we still somehow, like,
make it work.
Yeah. Like, just because of my sleep schedule. But I just feel like we just also have less free time. Like, we all sat around for a little bit and, like, helped each other through pandemic life. And now we're blossoming.
We're busy. We're making things happen.
A normal year, like, we would have been busy. But now this year, we're extra busy because we're making up for, like, all of this lost time. Like, Sienna, you've got a whole week of events planned for, like, your law school graduation. And it's just, like, a crazy time filled with, like, nonstop activities.
Totally. Although I will say this would still be happening if the pandemic didn't happen. Yeah. We'd still be going full force.
I guess in that same vein, I want to talk about the future and what's next. I guess we can spill the tea right now, but the 20s and 20 podcast is coming to a close. We will have one more episode after this, but I will be ending the podcast at 52 weeks, which is a full year. So looking ahead, what do you guys want to happen a year from now? Or what do you expect to happen a year from now? If we were to record a podcast, what do you think we'd be talking about? What do you think would be going on in our lives? I just want to know your thoughts.
That's so crazy to even think about.
Yeah.
I can't even think about a year ago from today. It's so different. Like for all of us, I feel like. So looking a year ahead is like, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know, because I feel like not a single thing that happened in the last year would I have painted had you asked me this a year ago.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
I'm like a little bit the opposite. Like I'm like, my whole life was planned out. Like it's like I always knew what the next year was going to bring. Like I knew I was going to graduate this year. But now for the first time, I'm like, but now what? Like now this is like the first year. I feel like this next one that I really have no idea what's about to happen.
Your life can go in so many different directions right now.
Sienna. Yeah. I've never had like, this much like open-endedness.
That's kind of scary. I like it.
It's so weird. Like I don't know where I'm going to be. We're apartment hunting right now, like all over the city. I don't know where I'm going to be living. I know where I'm going to be working, but I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know who I'm going to be. Like, it's like, I don't even know anything. It's very fun.
No, Sienna, it's so crazy because it's like, granted, you're taking the bar in New York. You're going to sign a lease in New York, but it's like, you could change firms. You could meet someone. You could move. You could get new roommates. Like, this is the most open-ended your life has ever been and probably will be for like the next little while. So it's kind of crazy to think about where you're gonna be in a year, you know?
Totally. Yeah. No, it feels very weird. Like now I'm like, I see what you guys, I don't know how you guys did it, because ending college was already enough of a transition. And then, but, and I was like, lucky enough to be like, okay, let me just go right to the next step. And so this is a weird feeling.
It was scary because you really don't where you're gonna be and like what you want,
and like how am I gonna decide when I want to leave? Like how everyone's told me when I leave, you know, it's like, okay, 4 years and you're done. Like there's no graduation. Like if I want to switch jobs, I just have to decide, and I'm not good at that.
Elliot, do you think you're gonna be in Hawaii a year from now?
Yes, I do. When I decided that I was gonna move out, I gave myself a year, which was stupid. Like why would I just give myself 1 year? But no, I don't see myself leaving anytime soon. I just signed a new lease, so I'm definitely here until next May. And then I just see myself growing in the company I'm working for, get my real estate license, sell homes. I want to do it all on the island, and I want to make a lot of money here.
I love that. That's how you like have to do it though. Like you have to be like, I can leave in a year. Like it'll just be a year. And like that makes it easier to make the jump. And then that was, you can be like, this is my place.
Yeah, that was my fear talking of like, what if I don't like it? Then I'm like, I'll be back in a year. And then I'm like, I can't put a timeline on it. Like, no, what if I love it? Then I'll give myself at least a year if I don't like it. But if I love it, like, it's not like I'm just going to come back.
Yeah.
In 1 year, I'll be really cruising through this place. It'll be really nice.
Yeah. And I feel like it takes a full year to really gain your bearings. I mean, granted, you're on an island, you already have friends established there, but I feel like a year from now, you're going to be so much further ahead than you could even imagine.
I know, I do already have friends, but I feel like it'll grow from there. That's like, Mallory, when you hit your 1 year mark, you were up and running, and then a global pandemic hit. I put you on a little bit of a back burner, but it's fine.
I know, you don't have to talk to me about trying to get established. It's a hard, hard world out there. But that actually is a great segue into my next question, which is, if you could go back and tell yourself one thing a year ago today, what would you say?
So that's so hard. I don't know.
That is so hard. I guess like I would honestly tell myself to like enjoy that period, because like I was lucky enough to like not have been like personally affected by the pandemic too much in terms of like people that I knew. Like I guess I wish I would have like appreciated the peacefulness of just like being at home and spending time with my family and like chilling out and just like stopping for a second, because I don't think I'm going to get that again in the near future or ever. So I wish I would have told myself to just like enjoy that little moment for what it is.
I think I would tell myself that everything always works out the way it's supposed to. And to not worry. Calm down, slow down. Everything's going to work out. Everything will pan out the way it is supposed to for you. And you'll like the way it works out.
Totally. That is my number one mantra.
I would say something like, don't question what you're doing. Just like do it. Like just like keep heading on your path. It's all going to work out. Like don't sweat or stress about things that are out of your control, you know?
Exactly. And we're all very impatient. I want it to happen now. just be patient. It'll happen. This life is crazy. And I can't believe, well, Mallory, you're 24, but I can't believe we're 25 and still have the strongest friendship relationship as ever. And same in the last year, even though we live on different sides of the country from one another. I think it's sweet.
Actually, it's now, we're now going on 7 years.
That's
crazy.
We met
when we were 18. That's crazy. Insane.
We're communication queens out here.
I know, I love that. Thank God.
Okay, well, Sienna and Elliot, as you guys know, you started this podcast with me. You started this trend with me. We end every podcast episode talking about pet peeves relative to the subject we've been talking about. So today I struggled a little bit with what this topic actually is, but I settled on time. And if you guys have any pet peeves around time, lay them on me.
I did write one down and I don't know if this is, I mean, I think this is just communal for everyone in the whole world, but like, it's such a cliche, but like, man, things keep going faster. And like every year I feel like goes faster than the last one. And even down to like a class, like my classes seem to go, like 2 hours seems to go faster than it used to. And I don't know if that's just like me being busier or something, but like every increment of time seems to be going by faster than it used to, which I don't like.
Wait, Sienna, it's actually crazy that you say that, because I saw a TikTok recently which was talking about how time changes as you get older because it's a smaller portion of your life. So of course, when you're 3 years old, a year seems like a really long time because it's a third of the life you've lived so far, versus as you get older, time starts to speed up because you've lived through more of it. So I think that's a totally valid point that you make and a great call out.
It is. Yeah, maybe it's percentage of your life, but it is just like every semester, everything, even like college seems so like such a massive chunk of time. And even though law school is a year shorter, like even freshman to junior year of college seems like it's about 6 times as long as the last 3 years have been.
I agree. It's flown by, but college is like the longest 4 years ever.
Right. And we're about to be like out of it for as long as we were in it in a little bit.
That is crazy.
That's nuts. I don't like that. It makes me feel old and sad.
Elliot, do you have a pet peeve about time?
I kind of like touched on it a little bit with what I said earlier, but oh my God, how do I word this in a nice way?
Oh God, say it.
I don't know how to say it.
Say it in a mean way.
Say it.
No, I don't know how to like make it make sense. Like you can't live life like trying to fast forward through time. Like stop rushing. Yes. Stop trying to get ahead. Stop being impatient. Like, you need to be patient with time. I don't know. You need to live in the present time. That's kind of what it is. Like, stop trying to make things happen for yourself so quickly. When you rush things, you miss out on life. So my pet peeve would be to stop trying to fast forward your time, I guess. Otherwise, it's just stressful. Don't let time affect your presence and happiness.
Yeah. No, my dad always says, he has this little saying. He always says, wherever you are, be there.
That's amazing.
But you could even always say whenever you are, be like, it's like also a time thing. Like wherever you are in your life, if you're with your friends, be with your friends. Don't think about work. If you're at work, be working. If you're at, you know, if you're at a place in your life, whatever, don't wait till the next phase. Like live in that place in your life, like in that era.
I love that.
I will say this is kind of a hot take. And I was actually just talking to someone about this because I, you know, obviously we all feel like we're rapidly approaching 30. Which my friends from law school hate that because they're all like 27, 28. And I'm like, I'm 30 already. And they're like, no, you're not. But I'm kind of excited to be 30, you guys.
I think we're going to thrive.
I think we're going to kill it.
I think so too.
I'm excited. I hope we're all rich and traveling and living our lives. Well, Sienna, Elliot, I think that's the end. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for coming on this podcast. You started this podcast with me, and now you guys are ending this podcast as my last featured guests. I've had so much fun doing this over the last year. I'm excited. I'm going to crank out one more episode, but
Ladies, I think that's a wrap.
We're so proud of you. I'm so glad I could watch this journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, go to our Instagram, follow us, give us a like, give us a shout out, tell your mom, tell your grandma, and leave us a comment. Thanks for joining us.